podcast has adult language, adult humor, some adults, adults attending horror movies, adults playing doctor. Did I mention adults? Watch out for the boogeyman. Don't ever fall asleep, cause they have such sights to show you, or Jason will get ya. So hide behind the chainsaws, and always remember the pentaverate should never be exposed, and this show not intended for children. So keep adulting and put the kids to bed. Don't feed after midnight, don't get them wet, leave the baby monitor on, and don't forget to feed grandma tapioca pudding.
Calling all movie buffs, cinema lovers, and film fanatics, welcome to the Silver Screen Savers Podcast.
I'm Michael Gallup.
I'm Matt Sturdivant.
And I'm Tyler Sutkus.
And we're a show for movie fans by movie fans.
Every week, you can catch us discussing the world of cinema, including dissection of films both new and old, our takes on what's to come, career retrospectives of the most prolific names in the business, and much, much more.
Listen in via your favorite podcasting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and more. You could also join the discussion and leave suggestions for future content by writing to us at silverscreensaverspod@gmail.com, following us at screensaverspod on both Instagram and Twitter, as well as liking us on Facebook at Silver Screen Savers Podcast. We'll see you at the cinema.
What's going on, Squiddies? This is Josh G, host of the Your Next Favorite Movie Podcast, and you're listening to my man Dre on the Tattoo Squid Podcast. Rock on.
And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, folks, it's Dre, Tattoo Squid Podcast. I'm going to be talking about pirates. Let's talk about pirates. I like being a pirate. I wish I was a pirate. Actually, I got to do right over here. But you can't really see because it's probably going to be audio-wise. But not a do-right, but it's like a skull cap. I want to use that big, you know, big hat. So everybody wants to be a certain kind of thing when they grow up. You know, when they're a kid, they want to be a policeman, fireman, doctor, nurse, lawyer, maybe a lawyer, mechanic, you know, depending on what the situation is. I've always wanted, well, I wanted to be either a DJ because of Dr. Johnny Fever or Wolfman Jack. But also, and I know it was not going to happen, but I would want to be like a pirate because, well, think of it. You know, you're going out. I mean, I can't swim. That's the only fucking thing. I don't really swim very well. Yes, I live on Long Island, but still, I don't go to the beach. I do go to the beach. I just hang out by the beach. I don't go into the water. Well, I do, ankles up, but anyway. But I don't go all the way in there and like, hey, I'm swimming with the fishies. No. I want to be like a pirate, but then sail the seas. You know, I might throw up. I don't know. There is terms that I found out. Hold on. I'm going to get these terms. It's porn. No. So... well, anyway, because like you get the dress up, you have the tattoos, which I do. The pirates, you know, can go wherever they please. You know, they can pillage, you know, plunder, what have you. There is some slang and terms that would go with this. You know, like your ahoy, which everybody knows is like hello, you know. Vast ye, you know, like stop, you know, pay attention. Blimey is like a surprise, you know. Heave ho is pretty much shoving the person out the door. Savvy, which I didn't know, but it means like, you know, do you understand? So if you see the Jack Sparrow stuff, you'd be like, savvy. Like, okay, now that makes sense. Shiver me timbers, you know, a little shock, believe kind of thing. Sink me, It's a great surprise. I've heard of other things saying me, but that's that. Yo ho ho, possibly from a heave ho, a chant when doing strenuous work, but also can be used to call attention to the speaker. And here's some insults, threats, and dark moments. This is like the good stuff. I like this one. So we get the bilge sucking, an insult indicating someone drank dirty bilge water from the bottom of the ship. Okay. A black spot, a death, blow the man down. It's not what you think, folks. Nope, it's not what you think. But it possibly means getting knocked down, knocked to the ground, or killed. This one's kind of weird. I never heard this one. Cleave him to the biscuit, to the brisket. That's not, it's a food, but it's not what you think. Cut a man nearly in half with a sword. Now, we've seen that in a lot of horror movies, folks. And yes, indeed. Dance with Jack Ketch. To hang. Jack Ketch was a slang for the hangman. Good to know. Dead man tells tales. That is, give no quarter, show no mercy. Landlubber, which we know is a person that is uncomfortable or not incredibly skilled at sea, which loves the land. Land lover, like a land lover. Lily lover, pretty much a coward, keelhaul, the punishment in which someone was dragging back and forth under the ship. All right, a mutiny is what you figured it is. It's something that is against a captain or throwing the captain off and getting a new captain. Scallywag. An inexperienced pirate considered an insult. Well, it is an insult. If you're trying to be a pirate, you don't know how to be a pirate. That is really an insult. Scurvy dog, pretty much an insulting name. Now, here's an insult which I might use. You son of a biscuit eater. Yes, indeed. I'm going to use that. Shark bait, as you would figure it is. Shark bait. Walk the plank as punishment, probably more myth than truth, which entails making someone walk the side of the ship along a plank. The person's hands were often tied so he can swim and drown and then fed the fish. Now, if you didn't know any pirate slangs, I mean, everybody knows some pirate slangs, but the briny deep, which is the ocean. Cackle fruit, hen's eggs. I never knew that. Here's one, which bartenders probably don't even know about this one. A clap of thunder, which is a strong alcoholic drink. I got an alcoholic friend. No, I got a bartender friend. That, I don't know, he might know that one. I don't know. See what happens. Dance the hempen jig to be hanged. Davy Jones' locker, basically drowned sailors is where, basically where they go. Feed the fish. Well, a lot of Italians have been using this, it's good to feed fish. Fire in a hole, you've seen in a lot of war movies. Hang the jib to frown or scowl. Me hearties. Yeah, friends. Yeah. The Hempen halter, a noose used to hang people. I never knew. I think it was just a noose. Hornswoggle, not the wrestler, which now we know where you got the name from. So to cheat or swindle. No prey, no pay. A pirate law, meaning the crew didn't get paid, but took a share of the loot. Peg leg, obviously the wooden leg. Run a rig, play a trick. Sea legs, how a pirate would go and be on a boat. Scuttle. To sink a ship or a scuttlebutt, a cask of drinking water. Swashbuckler, a daredevil. And three sheets to the wind, which everybody uses this as it is. Someone who is quite drunk. I was going to go into the other ones, but that's where I would love to be a pirate. I mean, nowadays you won't be able, because now they got pirates that are no. So pirates nowadays are either from different countries that would go and take over different ships, like the one with Tom Hanks and whatnot. So but speaking of movies, I want to also talk about like my favorite. I know I got a lot of favorites. My girlfriend keep on saying this to me every day. What favorite movie? You got a lot of favorite movies. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, this one is like the top of the list. It's called Turk 182. Now, you're probably thinking, Squid, what the hell is a Turk 182? Well, I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to give you the download of what the movie is. So the movie is about a firefighter that goes into a bar. His The favorite bar. Everybody has a favorite bar to go to. I do. Everybody has a they go to his favorite bar. He's been drinking off duty, as firefighters would do. When they have a fire, they wind down. Houlihan's, I think it was called. I'm not sure. I should have wrote in my notes. But he went to go and save this little girl from a fire. Hence, firefighters didn't know he was in there because he's not part of the squad going in. They shoot the water, kind of shot him out the window, hit the car broadside, with the child, but held her so tightly that she was not injured. But then, things happen where social services, or not social services, the place that would give you labor for your stuff, but if you something happens to you, you figure they pay you for being out, but he wasn't on duty because he was at a bar, and he doesn't think it that way. But now he's not going to get paid for being out, so he kind of feels bad for himself, and he was going to go kill himself. Hence, he was back in the hospital with a full body cast. Now the younger brother, which is well, that brother was played by Robert Ehrlich. Who is from Spencer from Hire? Spencer for Hire. Oh, here we go. So you got Robert Ehrlich from Spencer for Hire, which is the fireman. And he was in Ice Pirates, 1984. But then before that, he was Ice Pirates before in 1984. Then he was doing TV series 85 to 88, somewhere around there. So Robert Earl knows that his younger brother, which is Timothy Hutton, from Dark Half, the Leverage series, he plays a artist. He does all the stuff like, not pretty basically he does artwork kind of stuff. Peter Boyle is in this. He plays a cop that stops certain things. That's kind of what we do. Let me just get into the whole story and then I'll give you the whole thing. So Robert Ehrlich, Terry, plays Terry, is injured. His brother Jimmy, which is Timothy Hutton, feels bad, goes to the mayor. The mayor is Robert Culp, from Gray's American Hero, whatnot, all the movies. So he's asking the mayor, hey, he helped us out, blah blah blah. But he was at a bar and this and that, and the mayor kind of like shot him down. He shouldn't be at a bar. If he was at a bar, he shouldn't be at that place, doing whatever. Goes on. And he got pissed at the mayor because he called his brother drunk. So, yeah. And everybody does. I would get pissed off too, called anybody drunk, like you and myself, you call me drunk, I'm like, listen, I'm there to have fun. But so now he wants to get even with the mayor. Now in comes Kim Cattrall, which I forgot what the girl's name is in the movie. I know her name's Kim Cattrall, but not the actress. I mean, the person she plays, but she plays a social services person, which we know Kim Cattrall is in Sex and the City, Big Trouble in Little China, Porky's. So goes on. She tries to help him out. Try to help her older brother, which is Terry, because he's in this whole predicament in a pickle, somewhat. So he goes and helps out, and then he's like tries to edge on to the mayor. Sees these graffiti artists, graffiti something. Goes, maybe I can do something like that. And the quote is basically Zimmerman flew Tyler knew. Now Tyler is the governor of New York. And also, Zimmerman is running for mayor. So there was not Zimmerman, I'm sorry. I forgot what the mayor's name is. My apologies. But the guy, Robert Culp, wants to be the mayor. Zimmerman was in charge of public service areas. So he kind of took money from people, and Zimmerman kind of left, and he left for like Brazil. So he flew, hence Zimmerman flew, and Tyler, would be the mayor. Would be mayor. He knew about this whole situation, but he's trying to keep it under wraps so he can run for mayor and not have any publicity, which hence comes in Timothy Hutton. Goes and spoils a lot of plans. First off, he goes and there's this train that they made, or they put something on the train, so it'd be graffiti proof. So he does one thing and he goes and sandblasts a certain area and he graffitis everything on it. Turk 182. Now you're wondering, Andre, you said this. Wait, you said this before. What is Turk 182? Turk 182. Turk is the name of his older brother that they gave in the fire department. They call him the Turk because he was fearless. He would go and get in there, no mind frame of what's going to happen. And 182 was his badge. So now, folks, we could. Now he goes on and not him, Jimmy, which is Timothy Hutton, goes and does some little graffiti thing on a train that's supposed to be graffiti proof. Does that, makes a whole spectacle of the whole thing. From then he goes on to, graffiti. Like he gets the airplane advertisement that you put, you've seen them, those airplanes that go up and they have this little banner that's right behind them. So he does that. He did police license plates, building lights, billboards, buses. Now the football stadium is like the best one I love to see. The football stadium. So they clear out, they do a halftime show. Now with us, halftime shows are like Beyonce, France, Rolling Stones, AC/DC, whatnot. This one had, this is like 1984, so who they're gonna have? Paul Sorvino. Yes. So they had Paul Sorvino in there asking questions about like, oh, Tyler, we call you got this, blah 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 blah, and then what happened? Pay all this money and who saved money on this and whatnot. So that was a halftime show going on, and then Timothy Hutton somehow gets in there with some electrical doodad and remotely puts on a question, and he goes, so I got a question. And it stops, and then the apple going like this, and shaking his head, scratching his head, and he's like, who flew? And he's like, Zimmerman flew. That's it. He goes, and who knew? It's like Tyler knew. So the whole big thing, everybody starts saying that the guy that's running for mayor, he's so Like, oh my God. And even the governor is like, I can't take this shit, you know. So, but then finally goes on and he's telling his story to the papers. Everybody's there, you know, from a guy to saying, oh, I'm Turk, you know, I'm a Viking, and there's a super Turk, and there's a lot of freaks in New York, people, you know. And so he goes on here, tells his story, but no, they didn't really play the story because they figured that the guy that's doing it is the guy that's trying to get a pension, you know, from the whole thing, which is Terry, which is not Terry, is Jimmy. You follow me? Okay. All right. So now they get down to the last bit of trying to put the nail in the coffin. Yeah. So the running for mayor kind of person goes down to Queensboro Bridge, where they had this thing, the lighting and everything else. Jimmy goes down there, needs to go and change the whole thing, the rigging, everything else, puts like everything in check and everything else. At this point, I forgot, Peter Boyle was trying to stop Jim, you know, and tried his hardest and damnedest and whatever. Actually tried to shoot him a couple of times, you know, towards by the Queensboro Bridge. Yeah, it's a... And then he wins and he gets the whole thing, and now his brother's out of the hospital. The mayor's like, the guy that would be mayor, he's like, I voted for you for the whole time. I've been with you and whatnot. So, yeah. So that was pretty much like the end of the movie. Not to give it away, but you had to see it. But the only way you can see it, you had to buy the DVD. Now, if anybody has a DVD player, great. You know, if you don't, apparently you can't get it anywhere else. You can't go on any platform. You can't go to HBO Max. You can't go to Netflix. You can't, pretty much you can't go anywhere to go and get the stuff, because apparently it's not available in certain areas. But you can get it on DVD. So, DVD, and it's a great movie. I'm a horror guy, as everybody knows. I'm a horror guy. I like sci-fi stuff, but I also like a good somewhat drama thing. This one kind of hits home, and plus it's in New York, so it is in my wheelhouse, you know. But also, what I want also to do is I want to be somewhat of a guest, or want to be a guest on the Valley, you know, if they're still running around. But you know, with Joe Beretta, Elliot, and Steve Zaragoza. You know, they had this thing where they did a trivia, which I'm pretty good at trivia, you know. I think I can. But the whole thing is devised where you had to sit on a bidet. Yes, folks. A bidet. The stuff where water shoots out, hits your colon like a bullet train, and cleans out your heavenly insides. Yeah, I'm drawing this decision right now. I'm not sure if I want to. I want to try. You know, it'd be great. I need my butthole clean sometimes. No, I always do. I always do, folks. You know, you might think, like, what the fuck? What? I'm like, no, but did you ever experience a bidet? I never did. So I guess we just do it that way, because I don't really have no money to get a bidet. I don't think my girlfriend wants to have a bidet in bed. You know, because I've seen how those bidets shoot, and they can take off some paint. But yes, you know, so I wanted to do the trivia bidet, you know. So Joe, you're out there, if you are listening to this, or if Steve's listening to this, I don't think Elliot's going to listen to this. I know a lot of people have listened to it. So anybody that knows the guys from the Valley Folk, send a message. I'm going to tag them on Twitter So that's about it. And I would like to thank the Academy. Because I had to get ready for work. It's getting that close. And I could have been doing this earlier, but my shirts have tangled up my washer. So I had to go to the park washer area that is here in the mobile home area. For some of you people that know about mobile homes. So that is it. So I bid you adieu. I bid you a bidet adieu. Is that a word? A bidet adieu. Yeah, it sounds good. So go get this movie. Go get Turk 182. See if there's any pirates out there. I'm gonna look up and see if there's any pirates out there. If they're wearing the same stuff as you see on Pirates of the Caribbean. But also, since I'm on that subject real quick, Johnny Depp has to be in Pirates of the Caribbean if you're doing another one. I know you can't see. I'm pointing. I am pointing to the screen. So anybody that's in charge of producing, directing, making a film that does Pirates of the Caribbean, get Johnny Depp. I don't care what the fuck he done wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He was acquitted. So if you got everybody else that's been acquitted on different movies, you can get this guy to do the same thing. Yes. So that being said, I had to go. I gotta put my food together. And oh yes, ramen. Forgot. As you've seen probably on Instagram and Twitter, I posted many flavors of ramen noodles or ramen noodles. Okay, so I am wearing my Naruto, where he's eating ramen noodles. So I got these different flavors, and I started out with roast beef flavor, and I did roast chicken flavor last night. I still got creamy chicken. I still got shrimp, chicken, beef, and then like three of the other ones are gonna be like the hot ones. I'm very weary of it. That being said, again, I bid you adieu. Have a great start of your Monday. I probably won't be posting this until maybe tomorrow. Depending on what time, because I gotta let the neighbor's dog out. She's gone for a week. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Adios. And may you have fun on the flip side. It's something new.
I said goodbye, vamoose, adios, ciao, so long, get your hat, Jack.